Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Of course, joined by Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, it's time once again for the monthly cattle on feed report. And we've seen estimates, pre-estimates, anywhere in the range from 97 to 93 on the on-feed numbers. Placements, anywhere from 85 to 99 over that, and 101 to 103 for the marketings. How did we end up, sir?
Well, overall, it was a friendly report. I wouldn't go as far as calling it bullish, but we did see the on-feed come in pretty much as expected. Placements a little friendlier than expected, and marketing's friendlier than expected. On-feed at 98% of a year ago, the trade was looking for an average guess of 98.5. Placements at 94% of a year ago, the trade was looking for 95.7. And the marketing's 104%, the trade was looking for only 102.3. When you look at the numbers broke down a little bit, on-feed for the January time frame, it's the lowest we've seen in the past 7 years. It's running about 6 to 6.5% below the 3- and 5-year average. When you look at the major feeding states, the top three states, on feed in Nebraska was 100% of a year ago, Kansas 99%, and Texas 96%. Looking over at the placement numbers, we're looking at the lowest December placements in the last 11 years, and it's the second lowest placement number for the year of 2009. Now, comparing it to the 3-year average is about 8.5% below that, and compared to the 5-year average, 12% below that. Now, when you look at the weight placements broke down, under 600-pound category was up 1.2%, 600 to 699-pound category down 14.3%, 700 to 799-pound category down 1.5%, and over 800-pound category down 9.2%. And when you look at the major placements or major states of placements, Kansas 99% of a year ago, Nebraska 93% of a year ago, and Texas 86% of a year ago. The marketings, that was the highest December marketing since 2004, and they're running anywhere between 3 and 5% above the 3- and 5-year average on the marketing number. Now, let's look at this in a little different perspective as to what the market has done lately. This could be somewhat already taken into account. April live cattle this week gained $2 to the upside versus what it was a year ago. We are trading April cattle over $5 higher. From the December contract low to this week's high was a gain of $6.27 for April cattle. Looking at feeder cattle, March feeders have gained 95 cents for the week. We've seen it trade $7.30 higher than what it was a year ago. And from December contract low to this week's high, the March feeder cattle have gained almost $9 to the upside. So some of this could already be built into the market. We have seen the previous 2 weeks of cash trade between 85 and 85.50. This week, cash trade ran between $85 and $86. We have started seeing boxed beef prices back off, boxed beef movement also slowing down, and it looks like the charts are showing toppiness too. So we want to be careful of building too much into this cattle and feed report. It might already build in the market. Some are calling at 25 to 50 higher on Monday. I would be surprised if we close positive at the close of Monday.